the resolution for professional legal services. I didn't bring mine with me. If someone would read the title of it for me.
Resolution Borough Highland Zoning Board approving professional legal services for the period of July 1st, 2008 through December 31st, 2008.
Okay. For those who don't know, we are on a different fiscal year, calendar year situation, so we have to do this contract twice a year, and this is the second half.
This is something the CFO does.
Can we change horses?
This isn't a contract, really. They budget this money every. I've never spent it, a penny of it.
Well, you can't say that for Joe, though. Okay, somebody want to offer it?
Offer it.
Thank you, Chris. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. Any questions on the motion? Roll call.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Solomon?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is the Borough of Highland Zoning Board of Adjustment authorizing the award of a non-fair open contract professional engineering services for the period of July 1, 2008 through December 31, 2008. This is the same issue, but for Joe. Anybody want to offer it?
Offer it.
Thank you, Chris. Mr. Fox, can I put you down for a second?
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions? Roll call.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony? Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Ms. Solomon?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes. Okay. Next item on the agenda, Mr. Kovic. Zoning Board Case 2008-2, Vincent Pace, number 22 Prospect Street, Block 22, Lot 34.
Mr. Chairman, I assisted Vince on a couple of things. I'm not yet to,
you know. If anybody wants the mic. Oh, you're not going to.
You can sit with you if you want.
Okay, sorry.
I agree with him.
I need to go to sleep.
What's that?
Yes, my knee. Mr. Britton has flipped it out. So
my knee would
be. Okay. Thank you.
You won't be here to vote in the minutes?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Is there any other conference on the board? Everyone sitting is going to be able to hear this case?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, as I started to say earlier in the wrong case, I've reviewed the notice to the property owners and the publication. Find them to be in order. It's my opinion the board has jurisdiction to proceed. If our normal practice, Mr. Pace, is to mark the items first, so we can, like, expedite the hearing portion of it. So, with that in mind, A1 will be the variance application. It is it's 4 pages, which including the sample resolution. And this was amended at the last meeting on item 2 to read 18,520 square feet, additional 200. And number 3 was under 30% as the percentage of lot coverage.
Number 3, 30%.
And number 8 read second quarter 2008 in both places. So with those amendments, we approved that. That's A1. A2 is the zoning permit application with the denial at the bottom by... Mary Tangolich, the then zoning officer. That's one page. That's not important. Then there is.
And by the way, that particular document, the application for a zoning permit, indicates that there's. No accessory structure may be located in the front yard in the 35-foot setback in this zone. And the proposal is for 9 feet.
And there are six sets of plans, the last page of which is a survey, actually. Were these prepared by... You, who prepared these?
No, I didn't have them.
What?
I
and help Mr. Kovac help me.
Okay.
See where it could fit.
Okay, that'll be A3.
This was on the
table
this evening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a A4 will be a July. Oh, it's dated today. I'm gonna read it down. July 17, 2008 wow. Survey by Thomas Finnegan. I think Thomas Finnegan.
Mr. Pace.
Yes, sir.
The with your application to the zoning officer, did you submit these drawings or did you submit this drawing?
I submitted the first.
Just this?
Today. Oh, yes. This is second because you needed more information.
The reason I asked this is I think it may not have been evident to the zoning officer that this is in an area that we would consider the proximity of a steep slope, so there may be other relief that's required here than just the front yard issue.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
With that,
and this, I wasn't here for the initial hearing on this, so I apologize that this is coming up at this late issue, or at this late time. Are you prepared to go ahead and...
First of all, I thought that you were here at the last meeting that I attended.
I wasn't.
Seems like you were, all right. But at any rate, I'll try. But...
there are certain... There has to be certain rationale and testimony with regard to why we should permit you to build this structure within the distances that the engineer has just pointed mm-hmm. out. I just want to make sure that you feel comfortable making that presentation this evening.
What's the issue, just so I understand? The new issue, Mr. Chairman?
No disturbing over here.
First,
feet,
right.
But then
and what this survey indicates sure. that what? That's a problem line? I see the 26 feet. The one that they submitted at the last meeting, and I see 26 feet.
That's the property line.
Those dotted lines are the elevations?
Those are the grades. I think that I listened to the tapes on this application, and someone asked for. Right. The grades be established so that they could see how it fit on the site.
Mr. Chairman, I asked for grades to just verify the steep slope.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, my notes indicate grades on corners. Just,
right.
Verify slope, how steep. Add disturbance lines. Are they on there? I don't know if they are. They aren't. Somebody else can answer that.
Well, is that an area that is surrounds the structure?
I don't know if it's okay. Utility lines, slope on the roof.
That's on this, isn't it? Where is it?
To determine height. Oh, that will get to be able to turn here at the height. That's all I have in my notes of the board required.
They put a height on here. It says 14.6. Is that?
That's the overall.
16 feet.
What the average was. So I wasn't sure what the slope was to figure out the average height of the roof.
Well, this says the overall is 14.6.
Yes, yeah, so we're
14.6,
okay.
Right. I'm at 16 feet.
15 feet. Okay.
What's 16?
16 is what's allowed for a garage.
Oh.
It's actually 15.
That's the height limit.
Let me see here.
15 now?
Not now.
Okay, excuse me. Sorry, we need to do some... housekeeping, we're going to ask both of you to raise your right hand and be sworn.
Swear the testimony to give before this hearing to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Mr. Pace, you first. You want to give your name, spell your last name, give your address.
My name is Vincent Pace. The spelling of the last name is P-A-C-E, and the address is 22 Prospect Street, Highlands, New Jersey.
Kovic.
Michael Kovic, K-O-V-I-C, 3 Woodland Street, Highlands.
Thank you. what's going through my mind is the slope issue, whether a variance is needed or not. If it is, there's no catch-all in the notice. It just says for the front yard setback. You know, like oftentimes people say, and any other variance is deemed necessary by the board or whatever. Bulk variance is not used. And these are not used. But I don't, is it, do you know, Joe, looking at this? Or have you had a chance?
Yes. This slope well exceeds 35% in that area. I noticed sort of the
That's 15-25 you're just talking about.
Correct.
And does it violate those? I see the 26. Okay.
Well, it starts at 139 feet.
That's to the property line, right?
It's, if you look at the property, 15 feet, the total slope would essentially be contour line 139.
Oh.
We're within feet of contour line 139.
So in theory, this has to be duplicated here for any structure.
Correct.
Say that again, Peter?
That this 26 feet has to be duplicated from the top.
From the 139.
25 feet, but just to give you an idea of the scale, it's not a small move to comply.
Right.
Were you, I guess you were not aware that this was an issue that
No, I wasn't.
Joe, at this point, at some point, this is not 35.
If you look at the contours, they're 2 foot contours, number one. So
oh, these are 2 feet?
Yes, so it's quite steep.
Okay.
You're still dealing with the notice, you can certainly
seek a variance for that. The trouble is no one's, well, of course, he didn't know he needed it, but neither does anyone else. That's because now we see the slope and it becomes obvious where it wasn't before. I want to try to gerrymander this in my mind. Worse against. I don't see how we can get around the obligation to notify seeking a steep slope variance. I guess maybe two. One because of the 15, one because of the 25. It's the same side. There's two violations of the ordinance if the plan is approved.
There could have been language.
Yes.
But there wasn't.
Well, usually when, you know, attorneys tend to do it because they fudge and hit the catch-all clause. I don't think it's part of our form language on the notice, is it?
Actually, it's nice not to have too much in that category, you know? It's nice.
I agree. But it would give me an out to say
sure.
It falls under that. But I can't say that with this issue coming up.
There obviously is difficulty in locating this garage on the other location of the property, I assume.
With what happened here, Mr. Chairman, is the fact that we started 3 years ago, this myself, on when he wanted a garage. And I have no retirement skills. And, you know, I'm up with Vince most of the time. And the garage was considered being placed to, if you're looking at the survey, to your extreme right-hand side.
Right.
Faintly, you can see there's a tree on the top, and you can see there's a change in elevation of approximately 5 feet from the road down to where the house is. The garage was going to be attached to the house at that time down there, and a new master bedroom built above it. The problem that we had with that was the fact that it was all downhill, and we'd have water running into the garage. We don't put a drain basin right there to the side, and everything would be going over the hill. And then Vince said that he would then like to see if we can put a garage to the other side of the property. And as it is right now, most near all of that side of the property where the garage is going is blacktop right now. Mm. And the sad part is that the blacktop is pitched towards the hillside. the garage going there would be a correction, because what we had planned on doing was putting all the leaders and the gutters towards the front of the garage, and then on the corner of the garage, which is closer to the house, we would run a pipe beneath the garage, pick up the other leader, and then either put a French drain there, you know, to take the water. There is a gutter right there for a storm drain, but I understand that most of the water has to be taken care of on site, and a French drain would go in that area. The particular property there right now had a garage built behind the house over the hill when Ed Finley owned it. He was the original builder. And the driveway ran where those small square blocks are there, slate walk stones.
Oh, went back to the...
That was
the
a driveway that went down back there and all the way down back down under the house.
Oh, wow.
Vince eliminated that and put the wall there and changed it around like that because the garage just wasn't practical or convenient.
It was a very steep driveway that pushed all the water down.
Not a good thing in the snow.
Right, kind of thing.
You literally went down this driveway and down underneath, came back underneath the house.
And if anyone's familiar with the property, if they look, well, we're up the area and they look across the street where the hill runs up, they'll see driveways that are almost 35%, where people built houses and just put driveways that just can't be used. And someone just did one 2 years ago, the same thing right at the top of Highland Avenue and Prospect Street. They built the house in a very, very steep garage, two-car garage, cars can't get into it. And that's even worse because all that water just comes running down that driveway and across everything. So basically we thought that there was a bit of correction there by placing the garage there and containing the water with all the gutters and leaders coming toward the front of the garage and running the one pipe through the garage through a dry well system on the other side.
And the issue with putting it on the right-hand side of the house is that the garage would...
It would be downhill.
Lower, yes, than the street, so you'd be...
And there's no way of taking care of the water because we'd have a runoff then. Also, the roof lines on the house, if we put the garage here and put a second floor on it, the roof lines on the house would have to be reversed, that the gable ends would be facing the neighbor's property. So the ridge line can tie into the other roof, and therefore we have gutters and leaders on the back of the house towards the hill where there's more water than running over the hill back there.
Well, you can deal with that, though. You can deal with that with a pipe.
Yeah, but the front of the garage was the problem on the driveway. And the loss is a beautiful tree on the front.
This tree on the front lawn is the only tree there that's about 60, 70 feet high, evergreen.
Yes.
And taking that tree out would just push more water down the hill, too.
Well, have you come to a feeling in your mind about the notice on this?
It hasn't changed. It needs to be noticed. I mean, you can't. There's two variances here. It's the same thing on the garage between the top of the slope and the building, and also the disturbance line. So they're clearly variances, and they weren't noticed. And there's no catch-all. So there's an inability to hear them. I mean, we could hear it as to the garage, that'd be useless because then we couldn't give it, you'd still need the other variance anyway because of the steep slope. So it's trying to conjure up in my mind doing half a loaf now and half a loaf later. It doesn't work because the test won't even hear, it's going to deal with the slope anyway. It's my opinion, although the notice was proper for the variance sought, it's not proper for the variances needed. And there's a need for a steep slope as well. So we can deal with an amendment to the application here tonight, so amend it. And then, that's why I was just toying with the idea of doing it. We have a gratis sequence here of our meetings. Normally it's the first, we're later this month, so the next meeting's soon, it's the 7th of August, so it's only 3 weeks from tonight.
You'll be away?
Mm-hmm. You won't be around?
Mr. Kovac can represent.
No, I can't.
A lawyer can, but he can't.
I can't.
Unless he gets licensed quickly.
No. No.
An online school.
No. I'm filling in for Marty this evening. Yeah. He's having a Dunkin' Donut.
And he has the same problem.
Oh, we know that. Yes, I understand all of that. I did run around to get the surveys for him. I went to Finnegan's and, you know, lined them up, stuff like that.
I feel like the sugar bear. I'd like to help, but
help.
I can't. We can't overlook the fact you need the variances and you haven't noticed it. So, in terms of scheduling, the next date is.
Scheduling, they just said they'll never get it.
If August 7th won't work, September 4th is just. What is it, Knox now?
My advice is to put it on the side of the building where you don't need a variance and start building.
Oh, it would be shame to put it there.
What about doing split level sort of thing? So you can leave the garage a little higher and you go up.
No, you don't know all that fill you have to do in there. And
I'm talking about
first of all, you'd have to get rid of one of the most beautiful evergreens on the hill.
And you can't do that now. We have new shade tree ordinance. I mean, it's.
This tree is the most massive evergreens on the hill. And
the fence has all the
trees. What about the stone surface there? What sort of foundation is there?
It wouldn't really lend to it. You're only going to put it even actually closer to the slope.
Well, I'm just thinking there's a foundation there already. Maybe there's a way that you could utilize an existing foundation instead of doing a new one and digging. I don't know what's there.
Well, you know what's there is basically there. The compressors are there for the air conditioning unit in front of the house.
No, I'm talking about back on the stone surface side, the hillside.
It's existing here already, which would give me no access to the
house. Oh, there's no access to the house then right there.
I see.
Yeah, and what there is there's a... If the garage were approved there's enough macadam left on the other side of the garage that three cars, visitors, can be parked one in back of another on site as well as two cars in the garage. So there are five vehicles that could be on a property of Prospect Street. It's very, very narrow there. If one car parks on both sides of the street, the sanitation truck can't get through it.
Mr. Chairman?
Chris?
What will Mr. Pace have to do to convince us that it's okay to build on this steep slope in your mind?
I think we need anything the engineer says we have to do.
Well, I understand, but I'm not sure what that is.
Well,
for a garage, which is a fairly lightweight.
Well, it's any disturbance.
I understand that. So. I mean, does he have to get an engineer and soil characteristics and prove that it's not going to slide down the hill? Is he that low?
I don't know. I don't know what it takes to convince the board of. I think we had a case before the planning board. Before this board. Whatever did do that, we were interested in.
But that was a much different scope.
Yes.
Yes.
Much different scope. This is a very, very slight structure. This is not a house. This is, what is this? 5 pounds per square foot? Kind of loaded?
No,
it's
more than that.
Not much.
Let's get another picture.
I mean, I'm not sure Mr. Pace would understand what he would need to do to convince us that it was okay, strictly by the book.
Chairman, strictly by the book, if this property is located within the borough's master plan slough area, he has to go through all the bells and whistles, so reports, etc.
Chairman, did you say slump area?
Yes.
Is that not a slump area?
Well, I'm not sure of that. I'd have to check the master
plan. I think that's the problem that we're having right now when we're getting ready to redo the steep slope is the fact that. A lot of people get confused between the slump area, which is most of the property that runs along Bayside Drive and South Bay Avenue, and not on the hill. The hill is very, very solid hill. There's never been any shifting.
I'm just making a point.
My understanding is that the slump area stops at 36.
Yeah. Everything on the other side of 36 is phenomenal building ground. I built 21 houses right on the hill, right within walking distance of my own house in that area.
You still call them neighbors?
Right back here.
There you go.
I have an idea. Light bulb just went on. Suppose we schedule this for September 4th, but move the meeting time up a half an hour and take this one first. Meet at 7, so 7:30.
That works for me.
Works for me, big cuts. Yeah.
Okay, go for that.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll notice, I can ask you if you can fax her a copy of the proper wording for the variance.
I did that already, but I'll
Do it again. For something like this, but it's
easy. It's easy. I'll tell you right now, you can write it in the thing. You just write, and, all right, never mind. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Do the Steve stuff. Not any at all.
We need to review what he needs to the steep slope requirements. We need to what he needs to do to convince us the steep slope requirements have been met.
Yeah, I think one of the main things is to contain the runoff water from running over the hill. That's the big item, and a French drain rather than putting it down onto the storm drain gutter that's right there, because it's very, the hill, the street itself is very steep going down Prospect Street to Valley Street, and there's no sense running more water down to the drain pipe that's down there, because eventually it'll probably all go down to Valley Street downtown.
The steep slope is dealing with things other than the water.
Well, we're looking not to have any runoff going over the hill.
Oh, that's good.
And the garage itself would be a correction, because the blacktop, anyone goes there can see the blacktop when they put it in, is pitched across the grass towards the hill.
No, Mike, I understand. You can't have water running.
So oh, we understand.
That's a given.
Yes.
Right? But the steep slope issue is not just, I don't know what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to check with.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I thought that by locating the garage over here, which is flat land basically, in comparison to putting it onto the right-hand side of the house, which was a very steep slope, would have brought water down to the neighbors below me, and so that's why.
But this is not flat land according to your drawing.
Excuse me, garage. I think Mr. Francis' point is
we're going to add you to slope. I understand all of that.
And the building of the structure could cause that slope to fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is
happening. We started this project basically. Vince and I were together in trying to get a project denied of a steep slope directly crossed away from here. And we see the finished outcome where sanitary lines come down the steep slope, houses built right on the end of the steep slope, other houses built on Valley Street right into the toe of the slope. And we looked at all of these items also when we were trying to place the garage. And I basically did talk to Vince. I said, Vince, we would have more of a problem, aside from taking the tree down, with trying to control the water and keep it on the property, because we'd be running into people's backyards down onto Bayview Street. And we came up at that corner, we could control it better by putting a, dry well and contain it right there, turn the garage roof.
Is the large tree that you're talking about on contour line 141?
Yes, it is.
And you can't, if you put a garage back at the line of the house, there's not a way that you can get around that?
Can't get around it, no. Can't get around it. Because you have a problem coming up, and if we went to put a turnaround to come out of the garage down there, we're adding more blacktop down on the bottom.
Believe me, I should have pushed a picture of the tree. It's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, pictures would be helpful. So, the night of the
thing. Okay,
when I was up there, I noticed that all the houses along there all have their garages, their attached garages are all in the...
What type of tree is that?
It's an evergreen. This tree is like the size of something you put at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
He's not
big. It's beautiful. It really is.
He's not doing this.
The other thing is, the neighbor also had actually just bought a new house directly across the street. I'd appreciate it if you built the garage on the other side, because I do have a winter view right now, by looking past this house on that side.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Figure that out.
Yeah. No, Rich.
Mr. Chairman, I would recommend someone move that we adjourn the, or actually continue the hearing, because we've already sworn him in, continue the hearing to Thursday, September 4th at 7 p.m., which is a half hour earlier than normal. The applicant will re-notice and re-publish. And the form of the notice. I'll get to the secretary. In fact, I'm planning to do that before we leave tonight, so if you want to hang around.
Yeah. No, I'll see you tomorrow, because I've got to get the names from Marty tomorrow for the other one.
But that would be the motion. Someone would
move. So move that. We have a motion. Second?
Second.
Mr. Fox? Any questions about the motion? Roll call.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Ms. Solomon?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
And, Mr. Chairman, we also need a motion to have the secretary publish that meeting for 7 o'clock.
I'll offer that. Have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chris. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, everybody.
For anybody, any members of the audience that were here for this application, we have moved Zoning Board Case 2008-2, Vincent Pace, 22 Prospect Street, Lot 22, Lot 34, to the Cape. August 7th hearing at 7 p.m.
You'd have to read the steep
slope. No, the September 4th hearing.
I don't disagree with what you're saying.
He's away. He's away in August. We're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
We're just clarifying. It's September you're coming, right?
September.
Okay.
Yes.
You're away in August.
Thank you.
You're away in August, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we have to do this in September.
Yeah.
Thank you for that correction.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Now, do we do this?
Next.
I don't know.
Yes. No, that's. Oh, you're right. I missed that. Okay. We skipped an item on the agenda. Unfinished or adjourned hearing, Zoning Board Case 2007-7, 231 Bay Avenue, Block 63, Lot 1901, number 231 Bay Avenue. We received correspondence or communications from the applicant earlier in the day.
It's on the table, I think. There's a letter, Mr. Culkin. No.
Clarkin.
It's today's letter, and he basically asked to have the matter carried to the September. Well, he says September 4 meeting, and he extends the time for us to act through the month of September. This is the case we already started.
And so we're going to go to the September meeting. Is that a fact?
Yes. Well, that was the plan.
And the only thing on the September hearing now is are these two cases, right? Woods and
Knox.
And Knox.
Well. Can we move these guys?
Well, wait a minute. Let me. Let's do this. Wait a second. This is 231.
We're going to change the schedule because they missed five in a row, right?
Let me get my on the right phone here.
We move him to October.
Well,
that's what we're talking about.
Now he's 231 Bay, right? All right. Just by way of reference, this case, we reviewed the application in October of last year. It was set for December, was adjourned, scheduled for February, was adjourned to March, then it was adjourned to April, then it was adjourned to May. It was always adjourned in 1 month increments each time by the applicant's request. And then it was last scheduled for May 1st. We started it that night. And we continued it till tonight.
Tonight.
So this would be the fifth adjournment.
Is this the Kimpy's thing?
Yeah.
Yes. So I would think what might be appropriate is for the board to move to dismiss the case for failure to proceed or carry it until the October meeting if the applicant accepts that listing, because we don't want to get ourselves in not moving quickly, but we had nothing to do with the other, with all these five adjournments.
The fact of the matter is that the Knox is going to be in October also. And these guys are going to come after Knox?
No, they're before, and they already started.
Well, I know, but they've done the five. they lost that.
You just can get so much in a 10-pound bag. There's a theory.
I didn't realize a blibbit was a legal term, but I guess so.
But it's October 2. It's early in the month.
I'm inclined to do that. I'm just bringing up the point that the Knox is going to be.
I don't have it. I don't have another.
If we can put it in front of Knox, we should.
By October,
we're going to do that.
Huh?
How are you going to do that? Which month are you talking about?
October.
You know, on the hearing.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The night of the hearing.
I mean, start, finish this one first, and then continue with Knox.
Right.
Maybe somebody in Knox will decide they want a special meeting.
What if? Well, at this point, we don't know. We predict Knox is going to take two meetings, but at this point, he's scheduled for one. At this point, we can now schedule somebody in September who's at it.
We're pretty sure that Knox is going to show up. There's no way that he could.
I think that's a fair statement.
I think so. I mean, given that
I also think it's unrealistic to think they could put the whole case in both sides
right.
Of the night.
Yeah.
So they start. So. And then we have to call them, tell them that it's either, you know, the board agreed to carry your case to the October meeting, providing you send a letter giving us the extension, and failing that, the part of the motion was the case was dismissed for failure to prosecute. He's not going to, I don't think he's okay. He's certainly.
His latest drawings are quite nice. I mean, I don't know if he's going to.
Yeah, he's upgraded things.
Yeah, big time.
I don't know why he needed more time. Tonight was supposed to be the night.
Yeah. I thought he was going to move.
Well, I think everybody did, but there were, I don't know what, he doesn't really say why.
So do we have a motion yet?
So he's asked for September. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes.
I know, but so he can't even do August.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, that's true, because we hardly have anything left. Yeah. What are we doing in August? We have Sadowski. Magans of Eos from Howard Downs with Magans.
We don't have our realtor here tonight, so they would give us some nice skin
before he left. Can we change it
to September 9th?
It's a shame we couldn't call him.
Maybe he's working with?
Who's that, Clarkin?
He's not supposed to be there.
He's supposed to be here. It's
going to be crazy to answer the phone. Let's try.
Working, zoning board calling applicants.
Yeah, the only thing is I have to dial it correct. I'll be home soon.
What is this?
Rupert. This call is for Mr. Clarkin. It's Greg Baxter. I'm sitting here with the zoning board. We're considering his application for an adjournment to September 4. That date is a major problem for the board. We have other matters already scheduled. And the board intends to, we're just about completed with this, to pass a motion which carries this to our October 2 meeting, assuming Mr. Clark will send us a letter and extend the time. And part of the motion is, if not, then the case will be dismissed for lack of prosecution. So we're assuming he'll, since we're working with his applicant client, this will be the fifth adjournment requested by the applicant. That will be okay. Would you please call the board secretary, Carolyn Cummins, tomorrow you know the number. Thank you.
And Carolyn, you'll then, should we offer him the...
She's calling me back. No. Oh, that's not you. That's you.
Should we offer him the August meeting or not?
Oh, that was what I'm asking. Call back and say, well, how are we going to do this? Then he's going to have to...
He's going to call you tomorrow.
Yeah, we have to tell people. We could do if we
those people?
If we knew that we could say this and do it now. What did he say to you anyway about dates? When
he asked about if he could do it for certificate drawings.
But was he having? I thought when you told me they were doing something that they needed time for.
They didn't do flood review. They want to. I guess after receiving the board engineer's letter, they want to get stuff together.
So then the next meeting is going to work under that scenario.
Quick, yeah, anyway, 2 weeks.
Yeah, great.
Move to it.
So, okay, let's put it on for October. Somebody want to make that motion?
With the same caveat that as long as he extends the time and he doesn't.
Mr. Fox makes the motion.
Wait, let's clarify the motion. You can say yes. To carry it to the October 2 meeting with the understanding that the applicant will consent to an extension through the month of October for the board to act, and if he does not, the case will be deemed dismissed for failure to prosecute this evening when the case was scheduled.
Thank you for that motion, Mr. Fox. Do you have a second?
Second.
Chris, can
we have a motion and a second? Any questions? Roll call.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony?
Yes.
Mr. Franzi?
Why do you want to get more?
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. Elliman?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes, June 5th, 2008.
So moved.
I'm going to abstain. We have a motion. Second?
Second.
Mr. Fox? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Anybody want to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Let's get the block out.
What are these ones?